I'm Leanne Hansen, with a rather full inbox of mail. Although Eric Lampkin wrote in after our story about the Memphis Rock and Soul Museum to commend us for giving the Memphis Sound some respect, several of you wrote in to correct our statement that it was the first satellite museum of the Smithsonian Institution. That honor goes to the Cooper Hewitt Design Museum in Manhattan, which opened more than 20 years ago. Our story on the legend of Casey Jones reminded Bob Bennett in Anderson, South Carolina, of his grandfather, who worked on the railroad most of his life and helped coordinate the troop trains that crisscrossed the U.S. during World War II. He writes, "My grandmother told me that Grandpa earned his place in history by coordinating the fragile shipment of the giant lens of the new Mount Palomar telescope, which," Mr. Bennett continues, "I believe was made at Corning Glass in upstate New York. It was his duty to see that it arrived in California without incident. He loved trains, and your piece helped keep that memory fresh." Ed Goldberg in Portland, Oregon, wrote to say the piece on Fiddler on the Roof was wonderful, but he continues, "Either Bach or Harnick put down Lenny Bruce as a cheap comic because of his salting his act with Yiddishisms. My family moved way out into the suburbs when I was 12, and I was bored for the first time in my life. After a couple of years, I started to become as white bread as my school friends. Then, in 1958, an epiphany. The hippest white guy in the world was an unabashed Jew who spritzed Yiddish. I revere Lenny, my hero and idol, for giving me permission to be myself. I have never looked back. Thanks for Fiddler and for Lenny, both icons of my cultural pride." Bella Vivanta in Tucson, Arizona writes, "I have really been enjoying your series on the best music of the 20th century, especially the segment on Fiddler. You might like to know that since it is the 36th year since the play's opening in 1964, in Jewish numerology, 36 is twice 18, the number representing life, Chaim. So, double life to you, L'Chaim." There were several letters about our feature last week on teenage clarinetist Vincent Madonna. "Clearly, he has lots of talent and good prospects with practice, practice, practice," writes David Wright in Santa Barbara, California, who was especially impressed with Vincent's ability to play the clarinet and talk at the same time. Dorothy Hatch in Evans, Georgia, writes about the piece, "When you are ridiculed for listening to NPR, spending all your lunch money on a classical CD, and actually enjoying literature read in school, it is refreshing to know that you can relate to someone, although very distantly." One final note on that story, we neglected to tell you that it was made possible through the good graces of the new public radio show, From the Top. Send your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is WESUN, that's WESUN, at npr.org. Please tell us your full name and where you live in the body of your message. A pronunciation guide is also very helpful. We also have a listener comment line for our show. That number is area code 202-371-1779.